Prayer vigils and other services are being held across the country, including one last night at the Capitol. Behind the unity of the congressional prayers, there's debate over how to proceed against terrorism. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The Capitol Rotunda is designed to symbolize the majesty of democracy. It was filled with a somber crowd, legislators, their spouses, congressional staff, and pages, as Sergeant David Nelson of the Capitol Police sang Amazing Grace.
How sweet the sound.
Several lawmakers offered prayers. Common themes were unity, understanding, and God's help and grace. Here's Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis.
We are one people. We are one family. We are one nation. Tonight we pray for those who are not here to pray for themselves.
Many lawmakers and others at the service wore small red, white, and blue ribbons on their lapels. But the unity goes only so far. Literally nothing else is being debated on Capitol Hill right now. But during the day Wednesday, divisions deepened between Democrats and Republicans on how to build new defenses against terrorism. The first dividing line is money. President Bush has asked Congress for whatever it takes. That's a popular idea with Republicans, who suggest that Congress should write a blank check. Some Democrats respond to that with a flat no. Other divisions potentially could go even deeper. For example, if America is entering a war against terrorists, as many on Capitol Hill have said, what does that mean for civil liberties? On Wednesday, Senate Republican leader Trent Lott was talking about removing some of the restraints on U.S. intelligence operations.
When you're in this type of conflict, when you are at war, civil liberties are treated differently. We cannot let what happened yesterday happen in the future. We have to be prepared to take whatever action is required.
But some other lawmakers completely reject that idea. Florida Democrat Bob Graham is chairman of the Senate's Intelligence Committee.
I don't believe that there is any reason that we need to restrict our civil liberties. That would be the ultimate victory of the terrorist if he were to cause this great free and open society to become more like they are.
These debates seem likely to intensify as the shock of the attacks wears off. But yesterday, the shock was still powerful. After the congressional prayer vigil last night, there was another vigil at the foot of Capitol Hill. Hundreds of people from around Washington gathered with candles. They circled around a reflecting pool and softly sang. The demonstration came together quickly yesterday, largely by email. After an hour or so of singing, many of the demonstrators spontaneously decided to march down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House and sing there. As they left, behind them in the dark stood grim statues of General Ulysses Grant and two groups of soldiers from the Civil War, the last time so much blood has been shed on American soil. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.